This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. Pulaski County deputies are searching for the driver of what they say is a stolen semi that crashed into two sheriff's office patrol cars. Lieutenant Carl Minden said deputies found the stolen rig with no trailer attached at about 4 this morning at a commuter parking lot on Interstate 530 just south of Little Rock. Minden says the driver left the lot headed east before stopping and backing into the patrol car of one deputy, then ramming into the other deputy's car. Minden says neither deputy was seriously injured. The rig was later found abandoned at Sweet Home. The University of Arkansas says 71% of traditional freshmen at the flagship campus in Fayetteville retained their state lottery-funded scholarships. The statewide average for scholarship retention was 59% for traditional freshmen, in other words, those who entered college directly from high school. Students must maintain at least a 2.5 grade point average and complete at least 27 credit hours in order to keep their scholarships. A state agency is investigating whether a legislator is using state funding to promote religion in a preschool he runs in West Fork, located in northwest Arkansas. The Democrat Gazette reports that the Department of Human Services sent an inspector on Friday to the school run by Republican State Representative Justin Harris. Harris called the charge baseless that he's violating the separation of church and state at his Growing Kids Kingdom School. Harris says the DHS inspector counted the number of scriptures that are posted on the walls and looked over the operation. DHS says it is investigating at the request of the national group Americans United for Separation of Church and State. The group says Growing God's Kingdom has accepted more than $1 million in state grants since the year 2005. Today's the last day to early vote on whether to renew a $575 million highway bond program. It's the latest chapter in the state's love-hate relationship with roads. Voters go to the polls all day tomorrow, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on what is referred to as Election Day, to decide whether to renew the program. It's the program that state officials say will pay for more than 400 miles of improvements to interstates without increasing taxes. Opponents, on the other hand, say they oppose the state taking on more debt. The plan calls for continuing the 1999 bond program that passed by a 4-1 margin. It was the first time in 50 years that voters agreed the state could go into debt to pay for road repairs, and the vote came just 3 years after 87% of voters rejected a $3.5 billion bond issue for road improvements. No more aftershock tremors today, but the U.S. Geological Survey said they recorded 10 aftershocks following that 5.6 magnitude earthquake that shook central Oklahoma. The USGS says aftershocks up to 4.0 in magnitude were recorded in central Oklahoma. And that brings you right up to date. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.